It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was pathetic. Number one, that's Damian Pierce, the backup running back, going for 54 yards to the end zone.
Running real hard.
Yep. While it was pathetic,
tough to bring down.
Not to stay on this. This is not normally my side of the street, Keith.
All right, what do you got?
The refs boned him a little bit on that play.
Bad ref game.
That was not a touchdown.
Hard to go against the Texans and the refs. Shit, uphill climb.
I mean,
yeah.
Am I wrong, though? How is that? How did they uphold that touchdown?
I don't know.
I have no
idea.
That
was kind of crazy.
I have no idea. Who's that about? Now, look, they would have scored anyway. So, like, probably. At the end of it, who really cares? But, like,
yeah, they kind of porked him.
How is that a touchdown? He was, like, I thought clearly out of bounds.
It's
like, insane. Clearly.
That's insane. These guys are paying attention.
It's a conspiracy. Is what they hate us because they hate us.
The whole league out to get them. That's what I've noticed.
Final hour of Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's a Patriots Monday. Again, Drake May will be joining WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. You're not going to want to miss it, so stay tuned for it. You can listen on the Odyssey app, or you can check things out on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Our interviews with Hunter Henry and Kendrick Bourne are both there. I recommend one more than the other, but why don't you go choose?
You decide.
Why don't you go and decide?
Yeah, let us know who you thought did a better job
today. Odyssey app and YouTube. You just go check it out, watch them both, and make up your own mind.
How it was about Bourne.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You make a decision on your own decide. And then tell us why it's Kendrick Bourne. If you could do that, that'd be great. So the defense, Keith, is starting to get to be...
Oh, big problem.
And maybe we're starting to get.
Yeah, right.
It's concerning. Not starting to get concerning. It is concerning. And we can talk all we want about Drake May and how great he was. And even while we're talking about the issues he had in giving the defense short fields, which I acknowledge. I mean, that wasn't a short field. That was 54 yards to the backup running back to the house.
Right.
And that's after you gave up a 59-yard run or whatever it was to Joe Mixon earlier in the game. And now it's two straight weeks where teams ran for 190-plus yards against you. And the Texans had been struggling running the football. They got Mixon back. That obviously helped. Miami hadn't exactly been running crazy well in the game last week. So you're not even facing teams that are these great running football teams.
No.
And you're giving up almost 200 yards a week. Like, who do we blame for that? Why is that an issue, and who do we blame for it?
Yeah, I think you got to look at Mayo, and you got to look at Covington. You know,
Yeah, that's a great question, man.
The talent is... you know, they've lost guys due to injury, so you can start with that. Every team in the league has, by the way, but you can start with that. Juwan Bentley no longer out there. Barmore hasn't played all season. They traded Judon, but he wasn't really a big part of the team last year either.
Nope.
Jabril Peppers has been out the last couple of weeks for reasons we all know. So those guys aren't there that were a part of the team last year. But I think these signs were there much earlier. So... the Cincinnati game kind of threw everybody off for everything, so that kind of changed. Like, they look good. It was more...
Keith, I had them starting 3-0 after that game.
No, I know
it threw a lot off.
So Cincinnati, it is more about them, clearly, but...
meaning the Bengals.
Like, they were bad. They weren't ready to go. Jamar Chase was still pouting. T. Higgins wasn't playing, like, the whole thing. So, but they hold them to 10, and they win. So that changed at least a couple of weeks' talk on the defense, on Jacoby Brissett, on Jerod Mayo, on the whole team. I also thought the Seattle game, there were moments where the defense looked good, but then there were also, like, gotta have it stops where they didn't have it.
Correct.
They didn't have it. They couldn't stop them. Against the Jets, that was one of the that game, they lost by 21 points. It felt like they lost by 51 points.
Yeah.
Like, that was one where Aaron Rodgers, who has sucked all year long, much to my chagrin, I thought he was going to be good. He looked great against the Patriots. Like, he was unlocked against the Patriots.
Best he's looked since his MVP year.
Exactly. The 49ers, they were playing without McCaffrey and a couple other guys that were down for him, and yet they lit up the scoreboard. I know there's a defensive score in there too, but still, 30 points total put on the board. The Miami game, I mean, that was just atrocious. That was just Miami.
There was another, similar to what you said against Seattle,
You got to stop them.
There was a got-to-have-it-drive where they couldn't stop Miami. Miami just ran down their throats at the end of the game.
Right.
And so, you know, really since the Cincinnati game, the defense has shown massive cracks. And yesterday was as bad as it's looked.
Well, it's crazy, too. And Bentley is a part of this, but you can't put the whole thing on him. Week one, they look great. I don't think they missed the tackle. They were hitting hard. Like the Texans, I noticed that too. They smash guys, right? Whether it's the quarterback, everybody.
Smacking the crap out of people. Yeah. Not just Drake May.
But that feels like, all right, here's D'Amico Ryans putting his imprint on the team. Because both Ryans and Mayo, so many parallels. They're talking about that stat about how it's like the first time in like since Ditka versus somebody
Art Shell.
Yeah.
Ditka and Art Shell
Pro
is the first time multi Pro Bowl players or something like that went head to head as coaches.
Yep. But if you just watch the teams, you didn't know who the head coaches were. You just watched the two teams play and you're like, which team's head coach was a middle linebacker in the NFL? You'd be like, the Texans. Like they're just smacking the crap out of guys. It doesn't feel like you have that same thing with Mayo. We had it for a game and then it disappeared. So I don't know if it's they're not as physical, but then there's also like dumb penalties at times, and then they can't stop the run, and that's usually a sign of a defense that's really not that good. Like if you're feasting off of, hey, we know they have to throw it so we can rush like crazy, and then you know scheme up different things in the secondary, but if they're like, hey, we're gonna run it, and then they continue to run it and continue to run it, and you miss tackles and things like that, that's not a great sign. So right now, something to keep an eye on. They're smack dab in the middle in the NFL for points allowed. Six games into the season, they're 15th. Which direction do you think that is going
in? Surprised they're that high. Like, it's definitely they should.
Well, Miami,
if they keep trending this way, they'll be a bottom bottom 10 for sure, bottom 5 defense if they keep trending this way.
Cincinnati, they allowed 10. Miami, they allowed 15. So I think that kind of skews it a little bit. But either way, it is going very quickly in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and here's my what I think is most alarming. Gerard Mayo comes out last week like, hey, we got to tighten this up. We got to tighten that up. And then the next week they don't. There's a trend of this now where after the Jets game, the Aaron Rodgers game that you were discussing earlier, Mayo comes out and says, yeah, we got it. We got to keep the quarterback in the pocket. We can't let him break contain. We got to keep him in the pocket. Next week, Brock Purdy's out running around, running wild and free. So you know if Mayo's saying that in the media, he's preaching that all week to the team. And it falls on deaf ears and they can't execute it. Same thing out of the Miami game. Run fits. We got to be better against the run. Got to hang your hat on stopping the run in the NFL. He hammers that home in the media. You know he's doing the same thing with the team. And then you come out and do that yesterday.
Right.
Where Joe Mixon's running all over you early and the backup running back, Damian Pierce, is running all over you late. Like that is a sign of a coach who is hammering something home, saying what he wants done, and it falls on deaf ears or the team can't execute it or he can't get the team to execute it. And that to me is an alarming trend already with Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, no, the room for error is not there at all with this team. They needed to be able to hang their hat on defense. And you thought that might be the one thing that kind of carried over, right? It's all new offense, fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years. And obviously, Bill and Steve Belichick are gone. Bill Belichick is gone. But you're like, well, Mayo and Covington were a part of that defense. So they should have some of that same. You know, there should be carryover there. Like a lot of the star players or quote unquote star players are back. Guys that were in key roles are back. Why does it look so different? And so, yeah, I think at some point, like he's saying a lot, like he's voicing his frustration clearly, but post game on the morning show and all that stuff. But it's all about the results. We thought at the very least this defense was going to be better. And it's funny because the offense is at least trending up. The defense is trending down because you said it all along. Very, very best case scenario for this team was middle of the road offense, top five defense. It's like, well, you might not even have a middle of the road defense.
Nope.
And as much as we like Drake May, like they got their work cut out for them to even, you know, be in the top 25 offenses. Like they got their work cut out.
Yeah. And again, I'm not going to let Mayo off the hook for everything. Like Mayo can try to, and Kraft can try to blame Bill for the roster. And Elliott Wolf is to blame for the roster, but okay, fine. The roster's bad. I got that. Can you get more out of it? Like, that's the head coach's job. This has been my argument for a number of years with Alex Cora. It's like, okay, I get it. They don't spend the same way. And the roster's not good, and they don't have the same level of talent. But I thought the whole idea is the manager is supposed to get more out of the talent that's there.
If you look at the offensive line, and neither one of us thinks that, you know, Alex Van Pelt is this offensive wizard, you look at the offensive line, you're like, Yeah, I don't know who's going to do much with that. Like, that's tough. Like, you got to really kind of scheme that up. Like, maybe keep tight ends in more or whatever. But, like, that's such a personnel thing.
Yeah.
Whereas when you look at the defense, you're like, yeah, why can't that be better?
Fair. So let's,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
you look
let's
at
go
that,
with
like,
that.
Ah,
let's go with that.
There's something
so
there.
So it's like you just paid. And I know you've lost some guys. You mentioned Peppers for, you know, non-injury reasons, or I guess injury reasons initially, and now much more alarming reasons. But, like, Peppers and Juwan Bentley and Barmore. Okay, fine. I'll grant you all those. But you also paid this offseason Duggar. You paid this offseason Tavai. You paid Uche. You paid Godchow. Who else am I missing?
Well,
the guys
so I
that are
say,
out there every week.
So last week, or yesterday, so Kyle Duggar played every snap. Gonzalez played almost every snap.
Right. And you didn't pay him, but obviously you feel good about him.
Jelani Tavai.
You paid.
Mapu. He's a rookie deal still. Keon White. Jonathan Jones. I feel overall pretty good about Jonathan Jones. Anthony Jennings, you paid him.
Yeah, you paid Jennings. I think you paid Jonathan Jones recently.
Godchow, Equale. Dietrich Wise. Like, you go up and down the roster, you're like, I don't know, I feel pretty good about most of those guys being out there.
It's not, I don't even feel good
about paying money.
But I'm saying they went and paid all these guys this offseason.
Yeah,
they paid a bunch of them.
They could have moved on. They didn't.
They like them.
Yeah.
And they were part of the defense last year. And the defense is regressing. I'm not letting Mayo off the hook for that. I'm not doing that. And I'm not going to let him off the hook even for the Van Pelt stuff on offense. We all criticize Van Pelt, and I don't like what's happening.
Didn't they bring Uche back?
They did.
Like, what? I mean, I know he's on the team, but I'm just saying, like,
but it's very small money, but they still paid him and brought him back for $3 million a year. They did. So I'm not even letting Mayo off the hook for the offensive stuff with Van Pelt. You're the head coach. So, like, you should be in charge of some of this. But defense needs to lay at his feet. He's been the guy on defense. Covington is his guy on defense. Van Pelt might not be his guy.
Yeah.
Covington's his guy. These are his players on defense. I don't want to hear it. That's on him. If anything is attached to him and we're going to blame him for anything, that's what we blame him for. And it's gotten worse week after week after week after week after week.
Well, he's got a stretch of games coming up where he should be able to turn the tide.
Should.
And if he doesn't, it's even more alarming. But this is the same thing we said. It was the opposite. So Drake May going up against the Houston Texans defense. There was actually an opportunity there to look a lot better because the challenge was so tough. Flip side, Jacoby Brissett looked as bad as he did against Miami. That helped lead them to be like, all right, you're done. So now Jerod Mayo going up against a Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones Jaguars. Then whatever, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets end up looking like in a couple of weeks. And then Will Levis and the Titans. So, like, that's sort of this next stretch of games where you have an opportunity where your defense could bounce back a little bit. Maybe you win because of your defense. And so, yeah, I think the pressure is going to go up a little bit more on Jerod Mayo, because yesterday, the crazy part about yesterday is everybody's there in reality to see Drake May. And whether you were begging for him to be out there for the first 5 weeks or whether you were the don't break Drake crowd, you were intrigued. You're like, what is this guy going to look like? And then anytime he wasn't on the field, you're like, oh my God, this defense stinks. Like, wait a minute. Like, what is going on here? And I know Drake didn't do him any favors and there were some short fields for him, but just racking up rushing yards. You know, C.J. Stroud, those first couple of possessions just looking real easy. Like, that was just another easy easy day at the office.
That's it, too. It was like right away. They just, every third down.
They're like, oh, just that's what that is.
March right down the field.
Rodgers did it. Brock Purdy did it. C.J. Stroud did it.
They were nowhere near. I don't know what the numbers were for sacks on C.J. Stroud. I feel like they barely hit him yesterday. They were bringing pressure at times.
Yeah.
They couldn't get near C.J. Stroud yesterday. So, yeah, no, the defense is bad right from the start. I will say this, it was and
they had two sacks.
So I didn't even think they had two to be honest.
Two sack lunches, and it was Roy got one. The guy that was a practice squad guy. Was it Jacqueline Roy?
I'm unfamiliar.
Jacqueline Roy? Number 94, Big Hoss.
Oh, 94, yeah. No, I remember that.
Yeah. And then Mapu and Ellis got a sack. Remember they combined for a sack? Yeah. It was really a Mapu sack, and like Ellis kind of fell into him.
Yeah.
And I was curious in real time. I'm like, is he going to get credit for that? I feel like he just kind
of
like came flying
dove
in and like they landed on. No, like they like kind
of
landed on top of him.
Good
that
move.
Mapu probably should have gotten the full sack, but either way.
So the only thing I was going to say, we didn't talk about this on the air. You were talking about everybody being all hyped up for Drake May.
Yeah.
The second you get Drake May, if you're watching on TV like I was yesterday and you're not in the stadium, the second you get Drake May, they cut to Gene Steratore.
You had to see him. Like, what's Gene's reaction to Drake May?
It's like, can I get? Thank you. I'm with Hunter Henry. Like, can I have like 30 seconds to just enjoy Drake May jogging onto the field? The crowd's all amped up, and I got to hear Gene Steratore and rewatch the touchdowns against my fantasy team. Like, no, that could you just go to Drake May?
Here's Gene. You know what that reminded me of, and I think probably reminded you of as well. AJ Styles made his WWE debut.
Oh yeah, no, I was
at
thinking
the Royal
it.
Rumble, yes. And the first thing they show, his music hits. They cut to Roman Reigns in the ring. getting his reaction to the reaction.
Is that the one where he looks all confused?
Yeah, he's like, no, he's like standing there. He's like looking over there. And they're like, maybe the guy who's making his debut, Drake May, AJ Styles, very similar.
You nailed it. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
617-779-7937. We got your feedback. Reminder, stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. Drake May will be on the program today, so you're not going to want to miss it. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and we'll come right back with Grab Bag.
You spent it over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, if you keep it up with that baseball playoffs?
Kind of.
That's all right. I'll tell you about it now. We are on to the NLCS and the ALCS, both in action today / tonight at 4:08. Game 2, Dodgers and Mets, LA, already with a 1-0 series lead. And then tonight, 7:38, Yankees-Guardians. That is Game 1 of that series. Of note, the starting pitcher for today's NLCS game for the Dodgers.
Must be somebody good.
Ryan Brazier.
Wow!
Ryan Brazier.
That's a World Series champ, Keith.
Yeah, last time they did that, they shut out the Padres.
That's
just
true. Yeah, they like to go... anytime you can get an opener in a NLCS game, you got to do it.
Yeah, bullpen game in the NLCS.
Bullpen
That's good.
Game.
I know former intern Jacob has been... Yeah. A little distraught.
Big Mets fan, right?
Huge Mets fan. He's been a little distraught. Not a lot of teams are scoring against the Dodgers these days, including the Mets in Game 1.
Who do you like in this? Who do you want the World Series to be at this point? Do you care? Do you want a Mets Yankees, or would you rather?
I don't think I want that.
No,
like
New York.
I kind of like the world burning thing, but then it's like, do I want?
Want the Guardians?
No. So I guess my answer by default is probably Yankees Dodgers.
Yeah, me too. Let me see Shohei Ohtani in the World Series.
Subway series will be too nauseating.
No, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Don't want
and
it.
I definitely don't want the Guardians. So I guess by default, I want Yankees Dodgers.
All right.
I guess.
Grab bag.
College football action over the weekend. You take in some of the old college football there, Jones?
Well, I took in a lot of the later college football. Yeah, the early in the day on Saturday, I was doing a little running around, and the games weren't as good. But yeah, Ducks for sure I took in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good Ducks game. 32-31, Oregon over Ohio State out in Oregon. That was a fun game.
Very fun game. I would say probably the second best college football game of the year. Georgia-Bama was still the best.
Yes, that was fun too.
You know, at least out of like two highly ranked teams, maybe there's some down the board game I'm missing. Probably the second best college game of the year. Very entertaining.
Texas blew out Oklahoma. That thing was a laugher. 34-3 was your final. Penn State went to overtime against Southern Cal.
Yep, some of us had the under in that. It wasn't helpful.
Alabama, what's up with Alabama? They barely beat South Carolina.
Don't know. They stunk.
That is not good.
Jalen Milroe, ain't it?
Well, we do. People like Jalen Milroe.
I'll tell you what, he's very physically fit.
People like Jalen Milroe.
I mean,
callers to this show specifically
long physique.
Run and throw. He's built like a brick house.
All right. Strong physique.
LSU beat Ole Miss in overtime. That was a battle of top 13 teams.
Yep. Some of us had Ole Miss money line in that. No good. Yeah.
The University of Massachusetts Minutemen were at home against number 21 Missouri.
How'd that go?
Didn't go great for the Minutemen.
Oh, no?
45-3.
It's tough.
Yeah. Not bad.
BC much more competitive.
Did they cover? I don't even remember what the number was.
You can't bet that in the... Well,
not
sorry,
here.
On some of the
Sportsbook Rhode Island, you can bet it all day long.
On some of the apps, you can, you know, if you know a guy.
Yeah.
Or on the Sportsbook Rhode Island. That's true.
That's true. All right, that's not bad.
Grab bag.
Oh, one more college football note.
Yeah.
Both Army and Navy are ranked in the top 25 now.
Are they?
That's right.
Wow.
How do you like that?
I didn't realize that.
I believe
that.
Army has not trailed all season.
Wow.
Protecting this country and kicking ass on the football field.
Let me tell you, I bet against Navy when they played Air Force earlier this
year. Mistake.
Big mistake.
That was a huge mistake.
Like a wildly big mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, out of your mind?
You missed the Buffaloes game in there, too. Or is that its own note?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Pardon me. Would you have any grab bag?
Yeah, the only note is Travis Hunter got hurt.
Travis Hunter got hurt. Yeah. That probably ends his Heisman candidacy. The running back for Boise State just runs for like 1,000 yards every game, so he was the favorite currently.
People with a straight face are comparing his season, his numbers, to Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders had a good year.
Like, and not joking around, not hyperbole, like with a straight face, people are doing that. Yeah,
yeah, but Shedeur Sanders, they lost to Kansas State at home, so that's too bad.
Covered.
Sure.
You're going to need a bigger
grab bag. Joel Embiid shut down for the rest of the preseason to rest his knee. What do you think of that?
Sounds like he doesn't want to play in the preseason, right?
Here's grab bag.
Boston Bruins currently playing right now. It is 1-1 with the Florida Panthers in the first period. They also played over the weekend and had themselves a overtime win. 2-1 over Los Angeles Kings. Jeremy Swayman getting 3 straight starts. He started that game against Montreal, started yesterday, Saturday against the Kings, and he's in betwixt the pipes again today.
Yeah, I like it. He's given up a goal here today. Kastelic scored again for the Bruins,
machine.
For God's sakes. Just stick with that.
What a machine.
Stick with that Kings game for a moment.
Yeah, please.
2 takeaways. Okay. Number one, Lindholm has been very legit. I questioned if he was overpaid. I like the Bruins' moves, but just that felt like a lot for a guy who hasn't accomplished anything. He's been legit. Patra came back, too, and, you know, maybe he's a guy who can help lengthen out your lineup. Had a great shift in overtime.
Right.
4, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
grab bag.
Speaking of preseason hoops, Dante DiVincenzo, the Minnesota Timberwolves guard, recently traded from the Knicks, was talking trash. T-Wolves and Knicks were playing each other in preseason action yesterday. He was at the free throw line chirping Tom Thibodeau.
Like it.
He was like, this is what happens when you take over team control. He's barking at him.
You let me run the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. So I like, all of a sudden, we got a nice rivalry between the T-Wolves and the Knicks.
Yeah, I know. Stay tuned for those 2 games this year.
Oh, my God.
A potential NBA fun. No, not really.
No,
but he got into it with Brunson's dad, too.
Yeah.
Rick Brunson is a coach with the Knicks.
Yep.
And, they had to be separated makes it sound like they were really getting physical, but
hold him back.
They were kind of woofing in each other's face and had to be moved apart.
More bad blood.
Yeah.
Grab bag. You're
probably thinking, Keith, what's the college basketball top 25 looking like preseason?
Well, I'll tell you.
Kansas, number 1, 31st place votes, followed by Alabama. UConn is number 3.
That's disrespectful.
With 11 votes, I know. Houston, 4. Iowa State, 5. Gonzaga, 6. Gonzaga also grabbed a first place vote in there, but that's what we're looking at. Rutgers, 25. They got a good recruiting class.
That's like a fun. Freshman. I think they have 2 of the top 3 recruits, 2 of the top 5 recruits, something like that in the country. So that's a fun team.
Ron Harper's kid.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Why don't you take a call here, Jones?
Okay.
We take calls during the grab bag. So
let's do it.
Jump to the horn.
Jake in Boston waiting patiently. Hello, Jake.
Yeah, college football for a hot second, Keith. You need to do your research before you talk about Nepo baby Steve Belichick, because his defense gave up 40 to Iowa. That team that never scored.
What are you talking about? When did I not? We actually said that earlier in the show.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
No, wait. He between Steve and what's his name? And then obviously the Michigan game doesn't count because Alex Orji is pathetic and can't throw the football. It's like Mac Jones in Buffalo.
Don't dump that. Anyway, that's his name. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. It's G-rated. I liked Drake yesterday. Liked that his girlfriend doesn't want to be an influencer and is having, you know, she wants to stay at school, so Drake is actually focused on football, and I've seen the drastic improvement here since April when he was drafted. Sunday's a must-lose game, guys. We need that top pick. And then that said, you see Jerry Jones yesterday in his little post-game media scrum? You know, with people asking him about his coaching decisions?
Yes, yes, yes.
Robert Kraft needs to do that, doesn't he?
Okay, like, Robert Kraft, he
went on the Breakfast Club. What are you talking about?
You know, he went on like a nice hand-picked soft landing. So, yeah, could Robert Kraft do a scrum to face the media? That's a good idea. I don't really care about Drake May and his girlfriend. I don't care about that. You did bring up Steve Belichick. I wonder, you just brought him up in passing, though. We talked about that exact thing earlier.
I didn't say he was good or bad. Yeah. Even. I was just saying how we were talking about what are the differences versus what's the carryover from last year's defense to this year's defense.
Yeah.
And whether you like the guy or not, he did call the defensive plays.
Yeah,
I
don't think you were complimenting Steve Belichick.
No, I didn't think so.
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
Chris Rose and Joe Thomas will be on the call for Patriots and Jaguars on Sunday. You into that? A little Chris Rose, Joe Thomas?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I would prefer Rich Eisen.
Yeah, I think we'll be put to the test. We're going to miss Rich Eisen.
Where's Chris Myers? What's he up to?
Panthers game. Where are the Panthers? Find Carolina.
Where's Don Cricky?
Oh, he was great. That was very nostalgic to hear him.
Yeah. The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
Let's take another grab bag call, John.
Another
bag call.
Neil's in Tampa. Hello, Neil.
How's it going?
It's going pretty great. Turning left or right.
Good. So one thing I was thinking about was one thing I was thinking about was Michael Jordan and how the Bulls, if you look at what they've done since Michael Jordan, it's 2011, I think it was, in the Heat. That was the only time they've even been to the East Finals. So, you know, you're not going to rebuild overnight, obviously. But when you lose the greatest player ever, you know, it's going to just take time. I mean, it happens in every organization. So I think the Patriots they'll get back. I mean, they're probably 3 years away. They need probably two drafts, I think, but hopefully May's the guy. But yeah, I mean, when you lose like a Michael Jordan of football, this is what can happen.
Okay, his subject line said starting Drake May.
I think he was sort of left. In my head, he was taking a left.
He was left?
Stuck there. No, turn on red. He's kind of waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll
obey the laws.
The flaw, I would say, in his argument is that it's about 5 years too late because Brady's been gone for five years.
I thought
years.
He just left.
So I would say that's the flaw. I get replacing Brady's very difficult. I'm with him on that. But just, yeah, I feel they've had some time to do that in the last 5 years.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips. Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, fellas. It is time once again for random baseball player of the day. We're going to take a former Cleveland pitcher. So
I'm not going to guess, but I have a guess. But go, yeah.
Earmuff
Bob Feller.
Yeah.
He played for the Indians, now known as the Guardians.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep.
The Guardians are in action tonight. They're still in this one. So he pitched from 1990 to 2003. And his last year, he was in San Diego. Every other year, though, Cleveland. Only pitched for Cleveland.
Charles Nagy.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. So that was, I mean,
correct.
I don't know that I can name another pitcher from Cleveland in that era.
Cliff Lee.
Yeah, well, he was after that. That's really not a bad guess.
Cliff
he wasn't
Lee's
there in
1990. Was way after 2003.
Right, he wasn't there. Yeah, that's true, actually.
It was like Jarrett Wright.
Who's the one that pitched there? He got a little domestic issue with Tawny Kitaen.
Chuck Finley. They were married.
Oh, Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley was married to Tawny Kitaen. Rest in peace.
Jarrett Wright went from the Braves to Cleveland or the other way around?
Jarrett Wright went from, I think, the Indians to the Braves.
That's how it went down? I remember him now. Okay. Yeah. Charles Nagy.
They had Oral Hershiser for a minute, too.
Yep.
Old
Justin
Oral
Hillel.
Hershiser.
Who, I know this wasn't, well, I guess I didn't know this at the time. Relief, Jose Mesa?
Oh, Joey Tables?
Out of the bullpen.
Yeah, here comes Joey Tables.
Yeah, Joey Tables into the game.
He'll figure it out for
who
you.
Who else was on those teams?
Julian Tavares.
A lot of sticks.
Remember he was
he?
Here? Yeah. Tavares was on there. Oh, it was mostly sticks.
It was mostly sticks.
They had a ton of sticks.
They'd swing the lumber on you. Not a lot of pitching.
Manny.
Yep.
Tomey.
Yeah.
Alomar. Viscell.
Sorrento.
Yep. Sorrento.
Paul Sorrento.
Tony Fernandez was there for a minute.
Richie Sexton, I think, for a hot minute.
Yeah, Brian Giles.
Out. Yeah, oh yeah, Brian Giles.
He'll hit you a home run.
Oh, they'd all hit you a home run.
You know who they had too?
Every single one of those guys was hitting you a home run.
They had old Matt Williams too, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. Matt Williams, yeah.
So,
good team.
Anyway.
Not as many arms, really. Not a lot of
mostly sticks.
If it wasn't Charles Nagy, I don't think we were getting it, is my point. But yeah, they were mostly sticks, yeah.
What's in the
grab bag? Horror movie of the day time. Let me give you a horror comedy.
Let me give you one more name. Bartolo Colon is one that we were missing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we didn't say him?
Yeah, no, we didn't say Colon. Sorry, yes.
Zombieland. Fun horror comedy. Zombieland 2009. Quick 90 minutes. Romp. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin. You can check that out on Netflix right now.
This is one I've seen. Yeah, it's like, good. There's not
fun, right?
Not many of these have I seen. That's one I've seen.
Yeah. Enjoyable.
Nice.
So there you go.
There
keep
you
your Dorktober going.
Grab yourself a Twinkie. Watch Zombieland.
Exactly. We're halfway through this great month of ours. Keep on keeping on.
Okay.
There you go.
Good stuff in the grab bag there, as always. Here on Jones.
It's a grab bag.
Jones and Keith. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan and Andy Hart have you covered today. Drake May will be making his WEEI Afternoons debut. Got his first start yesterday. They're going to talk to him every week now that he's a starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. So how did Drake May feel about his first start? What does Drake May feel about going to London? All these other things that we've gotten into on the show today. Defensive struggles, Jerod Mayo, all of it. That'll be covered on WEEI Afternoons. Time TBD, as I understand it. So here's what we tell you.
Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just listen to the whole thing.
What else are you doing?
Stay tuned. Listen to the whole thing. That's way right. You don't miss him. Because otherwise, I don't quite know when he's going to be on. But it'll be today, for sure, on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. Still the only place to react to and discuss Drake May's first start with the New England Patriots here in the city. We'll get to more of your feedback coming up, and we'll check in and see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up next. Jones and Keith here on WEEI, putting the finishing touches on the program today. We've been telling you to stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. They'll have Drake May on the show today. Crossover's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 Big Deal Meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. Keith, we've done a lot of discussion here today about Drake May and his debut. I know they will as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good, bad, ugly. We've covered most of it. Is there anything you feel like we've ignored today, shied away from throughout the course of the show?
I think we hit it pretty straight on. I still think that the offensive line is something that is almost comical at this point with the number of guys that they've had to work through there. We had Hunter Henry on earlier, and he's been in the league a long time, and was saying, have you ever had this many combinations up front? He's like, no. He's like, no, this is the most.
You know what I almost asked him after you
doing
asked
all
that?
Right.
You know what I almost asked him, but the Damian Harris answer looms large.
It does. Do you know all these guys?
I
wouldn't blame you if you didn't.
I legit almost asked.
Yeah.
I can't keep track of them. That's why I was going to ask, but I was scared off by Damian Harris snapping at you.
So there will
That's
be
a ridiculous question.
He didn't care for it. So I've had ridiculous question, odd question, great question from Kendrick Bourne.
Don't shortchange yourself.
Several of those, yeah.
You got at least two great questions from Kendrick Bourne today.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But
I'm
this
not a coach or a scout.
This Sunday, they're probably going to have their seventh different starting offensive line.
Ties a record.
Has to.
I mean,
if nothing else.
I can't imagine it wouldn't.
No, but I just think there's just more. There has to be more interest. And I know you're going to have some negative Nellies, and you're going to have the classic, like, oh, look how far we've fallen celebrating a 20-point loss. It's like, yeah, we have. We have fallen quite a ways from going to the Super Bowl every year and having the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest coach of all time. It's not that team right now. And it is funny. As much as I love the throwback uniforms, those throwback uniforms are synonymous with the horrible 1-2 win teams.
It's true. You were like getting like,
I know, you're like, this is kind of that again in the first quarter.
They're like, ah, Grogan. Stanley Morgan.
Like,
Andre Tippett. And you're like, were there some good seasons in there? Sure. There was also
Rod Rust.
you're like
1-15.
They do look, those things pop though. Those are
I love
nice.
The uniform, but it is kind of synonymous with bad teams. So they're gonna be a bad team. But I can't tell you how much more excited I am to watch week to week now that Drake May's in there than before.
Well, I agree with that. And I think this is part of the calculus in getting him out there for this game. And Jacksonville should be a much more winnable game. It should be a good product. And you have to, for all of the, you know, scared pants poopers we heard from for the last week and really last couple of months and really since he got drafted.
Yeah.
The Orlovskis of the world, the Ken Lairds of the world, don't break Drake. Like, you put him out there in a terrible spot against Houston. Like, we all acknowledge, even those of us who wanted him out there, I was like, yeah, great, get him out there. But this is admittedly not a great spot for him to make his debut. Miami would have been better. Week one would have been a lot of games would have been better. But fine, roll him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he acquitted himself nicely, you should also grade that on the curve and say, well, yeah, he made some mistakes, but he made a bunch of plays against arguably the best defense he's going to face this year.
Well, and you know what's funny, too, is watching that and just, you know, we're all guessing what's going to happen and what you're kind of hoping for. And clearly what you're hoping for is him play well and it's a win. And then the next thing is, all right, he plays well and they lose. And then the next one down is, you know, he plays all right. The worst case scenario would have been just straight up if he got hurt, because we heard for a month straight that you put him behind that line. He's going to get hurt.
Look, I was sweating it
right
out,
there.
Keith.
Yeah.
Keith, I was sweating that my timeline was getting spammed when he went down, and they're like, "See, this is why you don't do it."
Wouldn't it have been worse?
But guess what? He came right back, no, and he was fine. But he was just fine.
It would have been so much worse had he just gotten hurt than if he went out there and threw like three picks.
Oh, I would take the three picks over him.
I'd be too. Yeah, be like, "See, at least he didn't get hurt." Yeah. And like people, because man, the finger wagging would have been intense by half the fan base had he gotten hurt, but he didn't, and he's on to the next one. And it's going to be a team that is not nearly as good all around, offense, defense, coaching, all of it. But, yeah, that was his first test as a starter. The team lost. But guess what? Most quarterbacks plunked onto the Patriots would have lost to that Texans team. Most.
Yeah.
If not all.
No, Jacoby Brissett absolutely loses that game yesterday.
I'm saying,
but,
like, around the league.
Oh, I see.
Like, cherry pick a quarterback, throw him in that situation, and be like, hey, you're playing against the Texans with this supporting cast. Like, good luck.
And, right, you just said it. The offensive line, patchwork. 6-6 games.
No Ramondre.
And he got career highs in terms of yardage for both Booty, which wasn't saying much.
No.
And Pop Douglas.
Pretty good.
And Pop Douglas gets in the end zone he's had three different quarterbacks in his career. He's had Mac Jones. He's had Bailey Zappi. He's had Jacoby Brissett.
Zero touchdowns.
Only one guy got him into the end zone, and he did it in his first game. So those are the kind of things where you go, okay, they didn't win. He's not elevating the team to like the playoffs and certainly not the Super Bowl. But he is elevating some of the pieces that are there. You literally saw it in game one against a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And arguably the best defense they're going to face. That is good early returns. Not perfect.
I also don't hate if it is an entertainment product as well. So yep. I don't hate the fact that it's a lot more entertaining.
Well, if you want entertainment.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Jaguars.
Chris Rose and who? Joe Thomas. So I mean, if you want entertainment, Keith.
Any chance after this game London says, we're good. You guys keep it next year.
Hey, you know how Ireland's talking about wanting a game? Why don't you take some of these?
This is fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to send us?
A lot of straight cities and countries around the world?
Yeah.
After sending them Ireland? Was it Georgia Tech and Florida State?
Oh, right. No, Ireland, I think, had the Florida State game.
That was, to start the game, to start the season this year. You're right.
Rough.
Yeah. We're good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. We're jolly good. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. Arcan and Hart got you covered today. They'll be talking to Drake May on a Patriots Monday, so stay tuned for it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday.
Yes.
A Tommy Tuesday.
Wow.
And don't forget, Tuesdays also mean Kiefer Madness. So all that tomorrow beginning at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.